Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. So friend him also on Facebook and follow him, Team Morris Mills also. And I will play I Am Me again by Draft. Most definitely if I have time, if I have time, I'll play it at the end of the program. But this is Sports Friday, so congrats to the new NFLers out there. The Colts got their man. Redskins got their man. And, you know, the other tops got theirs. And it was a lot of trading going on, huh? I was checking out the NFL draft and American Idol. Because, you know, Mississippi finally have someone repping and that somebody is Miss Scout Law herself, Skylar Lane, and we're just super, super excited. Oh, my God. It was a close call when she was in the bottom three, but thankfully she is now in the top five. And I don't know, other nights the judges were impressed with her performance. And so on, so it's just amazing, that's all. Shout out to those partying in the chat room, shout out to the NBA, and those of you who love tennis, you definitely don't want to miss next Friday's show, because we're going to be talking business and sports, and specifically tennis, because one of my longtime friends, yes, former schoolmate, but businessman, entrepreneur, also an avid tennis player, not only avid, but professional tennis player, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, and his business partner, his cousin, Mr. Ted Anderson, will be guests next Friday. At the same time, the usual time, 5:30 a.m., next Friday for Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I'm just so super excited because we're going to be talking not just sports, we're going to be talking business, and they're going to be talking about the new opening of their new car dealership, and it's just going to be an amazing, amazing show. So look, tennis lovers, and I know many of you listening are avid tennis players, if you're amateur or if you're professional, just like have a large audience of golfers. So I'm always talking about golf, and I was talking about football, I was talking about boxing, I was talking about every once in a while NASCAR, because I do love NASCAR. We're going to talk more about NASCAR. I was talking about the NFL. So we're going to be talking about tennis. Next Friday and other sports also, but most definitely Mr. Kevin Dorsey and his business partner, Mr. Ted Anderson, will be guests discussing their new car dealership. And, you know, I'm sure they won't mind answering a question or two if you call in. Just like you can call in today and share your thoughts about what's going on with the draft. What's going on with the NBA? What are your picks? Those who will go all the way? Who will? Who do you think will be the teams to play in the finals? Who will it be? You know, will the Mavericks be able to do a repeat? You know, some people, you know, wonder about their record and so on. Or, you know, what's going on exactly? What's your perspective? What do you think is happening? Also, you know, there's a lot of boxing going on, UFC things happening. Let's see what's going on. One of my friend in the chat room, he said 30 years ago he saw McEnroe beat the pants off somebody. After the game was over, he was declared the loser because he wore clothes of color. And, So, well, you definitely have to tune in next Friday, so, because you're going to hear from a hardcore tennis player, and not just a tennis player, but a professional tennis player, but a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, and like I said before, he and his business partner, his cousin, Mr. Ted Anderson, will be talking about their newly opened business here in the Metro Jackson, Mississippi area, car dealership, and also we're going to be talking sports, and of course tennis, for those of you who love tennis, and prepare your questions. So I'll be shooting out the promo for the show and so on. And you can friend Kevin at Kevin Dorsey on Facebook also. But I'll be shooting out the promo for the show when I'm finished, you know, putting it together, producing it and editing it and putting all the images that are needed. So I'm excited. So I know those of you who love tennis, I want to know more about tennis. And also I get super excited just talking about business, period. So to hear about a new business opening in a car dealership, and, you know, I'm shopping. Matter of fact, I'm going to test drive it. I was scheduled to test to go to a, speaking of sports, I'm in search of a car, a mini SUV to be exact. But I missed an appointment the other day. I was invited to an Olympic event, speaking of sports, at our local Heron Gear dealership, Chevrolet dealership, Heron Gear BMW of Jackson, had a special event, Olympic event. They had a couple Olympians present, and they on Tuesday and Wednesday. And my appointment was for Wednesday to go to this event, check out, and it was going to be like a 90-minute thing, check out, like, new technology that BMW have happening now, and get a chance to meet and talk with the couple Olympians that were present. A current one that is participating this year, and plus a former Olympian. I had the names written down in front of me. And I was like, with this special event, an opportunity to test drive a brand new BMW and also a competitor model, like a Lexus and so on. So I had every intention to attend that event. I had a crazy, crazy morning and missed the event. I hope I get another invite to an Olympic event, because one thing that I've loved ever since childhood, you know, not only football and beauty stuff and music and entertainment, but the Olympics. Because, you know, I talk about my Olympics a lot, and Olympics and fast cars. You know, I might need a new vehicle, but I started driving at a very, very young age. And you know, I first started, I guess, loving my dogs, but also loving my cousins' racetracks, then go-kart driving, and I started driving automobiles like a very, very young age. I'm talking about like real young. And you've all heard me talk about the fun art of drag weight racing and stuff like that, that my friends and I used to have so much fun doing. But I really would have liked to have seen that 90-minute presentation, especially regarding the new technology of BMW. But again, feel free to call 714-409-0614. I'm checking out like news stories. I'm tuning the mic and Mike, checking out sports news stories and so on. And Bleacher Report have like all kind of headlines. And, you know, I can be found at Bleacher Report also. I need to resume my writing for Bleacher Report. And looking forward to start writing with Sports Networker also. And shout out to Lewis House and Trevor Turnbull, because later on today we're having a private screencast with San Francisco Giant person. And I'm looking forward to learning a lot. I always learn a lot from Lewis House and Trevor Turnbull. But I'm checking out this article because I really, you know, I've expressed my wanting to talk with OJ. I really would like to talk with OJ for this show, because I talk Entertainment Reports, and also for my writing for Bleacher Report. I definitely would like to talk with him regarding coming onto this show and also writing a terrific article about him, or, you know, an interview with him. But I'm checking out this article about Andrew Luck, and it says the Andrew Luck contract, and Coach reportedly signed that first pick for 4 years and $22 million. And when Andrew Luck, he was, is that his deal, $22 million? to be a 4-year deal worth just over $22 million. Rookies are no longer getting huge contracts. Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers got the same deal last year, and he was selected number one overall. Luck has the potential to be a huge bargain in the first 4 years for the Colts. This article is written by, can't find a name, Ryan Radansky is the author of this article. Luck has the potential to be a huge bargain in the first 4 years to the Colts. He's been compared to Peyton Manning coming out of Tennessee and has an understanding of the game. Well beyond his years, he has all the tools you want in a quarterback: arm strength, accuracy, pocket poise, leadership, and even the ability to run for a first down when things break down in the pocket. Okay, let's see. Now he's talking about my friend in the chat room. Because I'm looking and talking about the NFL draft. Oh, he's talking about remember the first tennis match you saw on TV? And it was between Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs. That was before Star Wars, yeah. And it wasn't their pair of twin girls. We played tennis in the Olympics. And then, O.J. was an icon in the 70s. Today he's pathetic. I like the other black football hero, Brown. You're talking about Jim Brown. Yeah, that was in the Dirty Dozen. Yeah, when I was a little, Jim Brown, I think, is kind of like O.J., right? But when I was a little girl and I was loving the Dallas Cowboys, and I did like, members of the rival team, the Steelers, Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris. Franco Harris has relatives and roots here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I had heard he has a restaurant in Clinton, Mississippi. Mean Joe Green. I love those guys. But, yeah, Jim Brown does a lot of community work, like, right now. And I think he does a lot of work within prisons. If I'm not mistaken, he visited this state of Mississippi, if not last year, year before last. And I remember vaguely that he visited the prisons. And I know he's always been deep into community work, right? Even when he was a professional athlete. what you growling for? Oh, yeah, me and Joe Green. But, amazing, amazing guys. But I love missing Terry Bradshaw back then, back in the day, and still do today. He's just an amazing sports icon. Back to Andrew Luck. And in RG3, I love his acceptance speech and his wild thoughts. And I love his mantra about not just chasing the dream, but catching the dream. Because you can chase dreams, but you have to catch that dream. And if you catch that dream, you can definitely grasp it. So I like his mindset regarding that. And that's amazing. Could go on and on, but I just wanted to touch base regarding Andrew Luck contract. And then there's even articles about who was the best and worst dressed at the draft last night. So, and who are the winners and the losers of the top 10 picks? 50 more seconds of live streaming. You can still stay in the chat room. The show will remain for about another 10 minutes. The chat room does not close when the live streaming stops. Matter of fact, the chat room can stay open even after the show is ended. So I notice sometimes when the 30-minute limit has live stream has ended, sometimes the party ends in the chat room. The party can continue on, just that the live streaming stops, but the show continues. So what's up, what's up? Have a happy Friday, and congrats to all the brand-new NFLers. And this is your last chance from the last hour of promoting the Martini Weekend. It looks like it's going to be canceled. If it's canceled, which it looks like it will be, Martini said he will until September for a demo event, and that would be for professionals only. That would be the demo event. And that's not until September. Okay. And we're still in the chat room. And, yeah, my friend in the chat room is talking about Peyton Manning. Yeah. He got fired and Andrew Luck got hired. But then Peyton Manning also got him a good brand new gig also, I must say. So Peyton still got it going on. You know, sometimes people need a change in their life. And but you know, it was very painful to watch someone who had been rehabbing for a year and looking forward to coming back to the team that they expect to retire with. It was very hurtful to see that. But my goodness, it also was good to see him be accepted to a team that really wanted him and look like he's happy and comfortable with the team, with his decision to choose the Denver Broncos also. And our Tracy Porter from New Orleans Saints, and some of you might have missed it, but he signed with the Denver Broncos about a month ago. So, wow. But, you know, the New Orleans Saints, remain in the news, but we won't hear anything about punishments and the players that will be punished until next week. And because there was rumors earlier this week that they were going to break the stories about which Saints would be getting in trouble. But, you know, there's been some new contract negotiations. There's been a lot of stuff going on with the Saints this week. Allegedly, general manager Mickey Loomis been eavesdropping. All kind of stuff been breaking when it comes to the Saints. That is something, isn't it? And the Super Bowl will be played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome at the end of this winter. Isn't that amazing? It's a great deal. But I hadn't seen reports yesterday, I think on Mike and Mike, where there's talks of suspending the Pro Bowl. Oh, what's the truth to that? That's something. The other evening, Reg Roughneck had called. So I was kind of surprised he didn't call this morning. Because really this past weekend he called me asking me about Derek Fisher being asked to resign as president of the NBA Players Association. And then on Wednesday evening he called me as I was preparing to leave out to go purchase some grub for my pooches. And he was talking about Dion and his estranged wife, Pilar. You know, the headline news, and, you know, Reg Roughneck, he's in Dallas area, and Dion and his estranged wife, you know, estate is in Prosper, Texas. But I've seen reports where she's been, like, banned, like, from the estate for, like, 2 months. I don't know. But I'm surprised he did not call in this morning to talk about that, because those are, like, two topics that he's, like, been, like, anticipating to talk about. Regarding whatever happened between Pilar and Dion earlier this week. And I had seen reports myself where Dion had been charged. But I just had planned on mentioning it, but Reg was, like, really talking about it, like he really wanted to talk more about that. That's like a developing story, like, on a daily basis. And Dion's always been one of my favorite athletes. And they were one of my favorite couples at one time. So all of this, when I started hearing reports of them breaking up like last September, October, or November, I was like kind of surprised. And then when it actually started coming, it obviously is not a rumor. I was like, wow, that's something. And then just the way the story has been developing, it's just I'm just speechless. But let's see. I know I'm pausing because I'm checking out some draft news before going on concluding. And Mike and Mike, they're talking about the draft also right now. I try not to have the television too loud, but I'm like checking out what's going on in case I need to say something. But I guess I can go ahead and conclude the show. And you all be sure to communicate with me via Twitter and Facebook and email and phone call. I might get your message on one of my Androids, but I need to clear my storage memory badly. I try to speed the process, so I need to visit a store and ask a staffer to help me clear out my storage memory so I can be able to respond to text messages and stuff like that. And on my phone, I can't even receive text messages. But one, I can, but definitely need to delete some old files. But I had practiced on Spreecast last evening also, but when I prepared to watch it, I didn't see any video, so I think I'm going to study my tutorials a little bit more and see what am I not doing correctly. I had been doing the Spreecast easily, but now all of a sudden some things just aren't happening. So I don't know. I need to because I want to be as smooth as possible before guests are a part of the show. And so when participants want to come on camera and everything, it's real easy and simple, but something's not happening, you know? So I guess I need to read my tutorial. But it might have been the weather last evening because it was thundering and lightning. But it didn't rain but like a few minutes, like at the beginning of my Spreecast. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this test drive I'm going on Monday. I thought about going today also because I had told the dealership that I might come today, but so I said today or Monday, so it looked like it definitely be Monday. I figured it would be Monday. But again, I still excitedly promote and expose and passionate about Martini PhD based in Big D in downtown Dallas. Our plans and the things that we discussed aren't coming to fruition the way we thought. We had goals, and also he had planned to visit Jackson way in advance to meet with local professionals, and we definitely wanted my Martini PhD weekend to be an amazing, entertaining, educational, professional experience with the 2012 Spring Cup party on it, May the 6th, and with the demo event, that's 7. And we definitely, we're in the 11th hour. And Martini, PhD, and I pretty much, you know, think the weekend should be canceled unless something happens, unless you get registered, unless the online tickets increase, unless competitors enter for the hair battle contest, pretty much would be canceled, and the demo event will be rescheduled for September, which is an amazing time here. Also, it's fun here in the spring and summer, but it will only be a demo event, and it will only be for professionals because it's real important to teach for Martini PhD to teach professionals the PhD elite system and also how to retain clients and to keep a, you know, relationships current with your clients, pretty much. And my thing is, my intentions from also the promotional and marketing side was really to just have a blast and have an extensive marketing campaign. So if I remain his liaison for this area, that's what it would be, you know, because we definitely wanted radio spots, and my thing is we needed print ads also in our local publications, and also I definitely wanted to have him booked for next Friday for local shows like Midday Mississippi and our local Fox News and other local talk shows. And so it's really important, you know, because people like hot stories and like to meet hot talent here and everywhere else. So I'm brokenhearted that we have to cancel the event, but I know that the event in September would be an amazing one also. And they did have an amazing event this past weekend in Big D. And I just shout out everybody, all my friends in Big D, because I have a lot of them in the Vita Institute Dallas and also Up to Beauty here in the Jackson Metro area and also in Dallas and all over the world. And, of course, Mark. I will be presenting and hosting my first Mark Beauty Bash. My Mark Beauty Bash is not canceled. It will be at Samira's at noon on May the 5th. It's a Beauty Bash. Beauty Bash is pretty much Mark is, you not only can buy from boutiques and buy from the catalog, but the majority of Mark's business comes from parties. It's, you know, it's a party business and bashes and so on. So I've been presenting my first since all the company relaunched the hostess program and the beauty bash programs and so on. Because they just relaunched the beauty bash programs just within the past few weeks. So I'll be hosting and presenting my first beauty bash, and also those in attendance can also book their beauty bash because you get an opportunity to get Mark freebies also by hosting Mark parties. And, you know, everybody loves the opportunity to intermingle with their friends and family and peers and just have a good time learning about new Mark products and so on. So you can check out the Beauty Bash. And I'll be sending out invites and email invites, and also I have information on my Mark pages also. My Mark mentor has been on vacation, but she's coming back this weekend. So they're very supportive of the Martini PhD weekend. And Mark is also launching. I love Mark hair products. And now Mark is launching full-fledged hair care collection, plus a curling wand. And I'm in need of a curling wand, so I can't wait. But, again, you all have a great Friday. A great sports Friday. And remember, next week we will have Mr. Kevin Dorsey and his business partner and cousin, Mr. Ted Anderson, discussing their new car dealership business. Plus, we're talking sports, tennis, and other sports. And tomorrow we're talking about spring cleaning, the continuation, the talk continues about spring cleaning. We talked about it Saturday in one of my most popular shows from last year. Since the show premiered on March 21st, has been the show of spring cleaning. And I'm spring cleaning. I've been multitasking from work, house chores, and yard work. Because as I discussed Saturday, as I was ending the show, it's also important to do spring cleaning on your outdoors also. Many of you I know love to do yard work too, like I do. But I cleaned my grill ages ago, like a month and a half ago. But still, front yard's looking good. Got to do some work in the backyard. My neighborhood's having like a cleanup thing going on. Well, nationwide cleanup deal going on May the 5th. And I see where the city of Jackson is doing like a recycling day on the 28th. And so that's good, too. Good thing to go ahead and recycle. To be honest, our recycling truck hadn't been coming through, hadn't been through in ages, but they're doing like a recycle thing where people can take other recycled items to a certain area. And so that's good also. It's good to be green, right? I feel like I should be saying something else. Shout out to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry and to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry and everyone, and also to the president, the first lady, and the first family. And also the Biden and just all the local politicians. Congrats to local law enforcement also. because local law enforcement, they had a graduation last night on different levels. So congratulations also, and thank you, Hinds County Sheriff Tyrone Lewis.